Shit, yeah, might as well. Shit,
I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I don't even really want to go over to this Shamar shit no more. I'm tired of talking about it.
Well, that's not our fault. That's your fault.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Shamar thing.
It ain't our fault you've been on Spaces for the last 73 hours. Shit.
We got to talk about it. But yeah, go ahead and run it, Larry.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Yeah, let's go.
If I mute up, man, let's
go. What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome to another episode, 26 Degrees, your favorite Canes podcast, welcome to the shop, baby. You know how we're going to do it over here for the culture. We're going to do it in our own particular way, in our own particular style. And, you know, I've come to learn that, you know, we got an audience, man. And we appreciate each and every single one of y'all. Numbers have been going up. So tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Continue to help us push this thing so we can get better and better and continue to give y'all better product, man. But, you know, all love and all sincerity, man. I really do appreciate it. We're going to continue to stick with y'all like y'all been sticking with us and spreading the word. So, yeah, we back to give y'all a quick little chop it up, you know, of the last week's going on. So, I'm here as usual, man. It's your boy Larry, same name, different date on the calendar. I'm here with my boy Meezy. Meezy, say what up to the people.
Man, what's up, world, man? Meezy, here another week, another episode of 26 Degrees, man. Numbers going up. We appreciate you all, man, every one of you all. Like Larion said, tell a friend, man. Spread the word. But, man, I'm good, man. What's up with you, X?
Oh, what's good, man? Just chilling. Like you say, numbers going up. Hey, we're doing big things. Shout out to the Road Up Network, man, for giving us the opportunity. I just want to say that was legendary when you walked through the thing, Larion, yesterday. And I think that's when we got was it Citizen?
Citizen.
You walked through the thing. That was legendary. I wanted to come up there, man. I wish I could have came up there, man. But if I was there when that happened, man, they probably would have kicked me out, man.
No. I'm touching down for sure next year, for sure.
Oh, we're going to, hey, listen, we're going to do that every year anyway. So that'll be coming back. That's nothing, man. It just sucks it's on a Wednesday. So people got to make plans around that. You know, it makes it difficult. So we understand everybody who didn't come out to that. But everybody who did. Bro, we had a great time, man. Shout out Gramco, matter of fact. They sponsored the whole deal, took care of everybody out there. Bro, you had nice little goodies when you came up. A couple of pre-rolls, food was provided. Man, they was passing out gummy samples. Man, it was lit, man.
Yeah, shout out to my dog, Deron Bud, came up from Tampa representing, yeah. Man. They say it was a good vibe, drinks. Plenty of food. They kept raving about them wings too. I guess they said Brandon Hicks.
Shout out
Brandon Hicks. They said Brandon Hicks threw down on some wings. They said those were some of the best wings they ever had, man. So shout out to them boys.
I didn't get to touch the wings, man. You know, that's the thing. Like when you doing those type of events, you be so busy.
Yeah, you ain't got time.
You kind of forget to eat almost. It's like I'm right here, there, trying to make sure everything. But I get to that a little bit more.
What's up with you, Drew? What's good with you, man?
Yeah, Drew here.
Hey, man, I'm about to be the king out here in these Twitter space streets.
You might be.
Yo, we got this Canes Unfiltered going. Shit, yesterday we had about like 800 people in the space. Dropped a lot of gems on people popping in. Manny Navarro. We had Jimmy Sexton's PR person pop in and drop some agent news on what's going on in these agent streets. And yeah, man, it's just been chilling, bro. Like, we watched Larry Young's crazy ass walk through the video when Javante Citizen,
comedian. Stepping on their necks, dog. This is the thing, right? So,
no, send me that. Larry, I've seen so many videos. I didn't even see that video.
I didn't see it either, dog.
Him in the last leg, walking through the crowd, throwing you up.
I saw it. Oh yeah. Okay.
You know, man, Mario was out here smoking on this SSC pack yesterday.
That was a good pack too. So we had just done the actual video for the show. We should have out in a couple of days. We just gotta like chop it down, edit it up a little bit. It's going to be pretty raw and unfiltered, man. Y'all going to want to definitely check that out. As of right now, I only know one player that wanted a part cut out. Other than that, man, we was getting loose. So we had, you know, some Gator greats in there, some Knowles, well, a Knowles great. And then, you know, we had a Miami ball player with us there too, Lance Leggett. Yeah, definitely rep. Yo, shout out Lance too, man. Lance got the boiled peanut joints going. What's it called?
Taste One.
Yeah. Hey, them motherfuckers was tearing them shits up, cuz at the event, people was knocking them shits off.
Hey, listen, man. That man bought a whole box down here and gave it to Streeta, and I ain't had none yet. Streeta ate them all.
Lance, you said that was going to happen. I heard you say that was going to happen, too, if Streeta got the box before you.
He got it, and that was it, man. I'm like, no, where my peanuts? He's like, oh, man, they ate them all.
Shout out, Lance. I might have to hit Lance up on some business, man. You might be our headline sponsor. We'll see.
I'm definitely going to hit him up for something. I'm a boiled peanut connoisseur, man. I make them at least once every 3 months.
And he got the barbecue kind, man. Them things.
Yeah, they say them shit's fine. I got mine. I haven't cooked them yet.
No, you don't need
to come in a bag. They'll not cook them. Excuse me. You just got to heat them up in the mic. Yeah. So, yeah, they tell you to put them in the mic like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You're good to go. But like I said, yesterday I was so busy running back and forth. Didn't really settle down too much into you know, a lot of what was going on, and you know, people got the clips of me out there. So I'll give y'all the long story a little less long. So I go out and you know, I went to Orlando, which is about a 4-hour drive from Savannah. I go down and I'm like, all right, cool, we're gonna do this event. I already know Graham Cook gonna be there. They got some goodie bags for us. You know, for me, CJ and Silk, and then they also was handing out stuff to the crowd as they were there. So as I'm sitting there and we getting ready to get recorded, they come around, they hand out some gummies. And I said, all right, cool. I grabbed the gummies up. I went to the gas station, you know, across the street from where I live, and I had got some Delta 8 gummies before. They ain't do nothing to me. So okay, I'm thinking, oh, this Delta 8 shit ain't really about nothing, I guess. So when they handed them to me, I ate all three of them, 25 mils a piece. Cool. Bro, when I tell you I was high as giraffe pussy, bruh, I was on another planet. So we all look at the video and we all seen them floating around.
When I seen you sitting on the couch, like, damn, well, let me out and zoot it. Like, he's in the third dimension.
You know when somebody zooted, when they fucking sit on the couch and they start closing their hands up real tight. And they
I saw somebody else say they're trying to keep themselves balanced doing that.
The nigga set out trying to hold on to reality. But this is the thing, right? So what they had me was, what the gummies had me was like my spider senses were overloaded. So I was hyper aware of every noise. I can hear conversations. I hear people laughing. I hear, you know, somebody clap their hand, and it's just like boom, 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 blowing off, you know, and then I see people moving. So I had sensory overload. But yeah, shout out to the Ground Crew, bro. Hey, I'm telling y'all can order that. It'll get there. I promise you that. Silk was there too, and he's a regular smoker. Yeah, all of us was like, all right, wait a minute. This shit hitting, cuz. So it went different. But yeah, that's where I've been, man. That was kind of like a wrap up of my week. I didn't do too much over the weekend. you know, kind of in preparation for that event yesterday. But, man, we had a ball, man. Yo, shout out Rainey, man. Rainey is the wildest boy out there, bro. Rainey, we had to, actually, you know, I lied. He didn't request it, but we got to edit out some Rainey talk, too. Rainey don't give a fuck, bro.
He worse than me?
Yeah, because, like, he can tell you those stories, right? He's there. Rainey got stories that, like, we had to cut a Rainey story out. The Gators would never recover if that story came out.
Yeah, that's a real Lakeland boy right there.
Yeah, Rainey don't give a shit, cuz.
Like recover, like, as in the trolls or the program?
It's how would I put it?
Y'all gonna edit it out? Don't even say too much.
Yeah, I'm editing. That's what I'm saying. We edited it out, so I'll say that
it's probably one of them stories where you just don't want to get out because it makes the former players at that time look bad. It makes the school look bad because it's almost same the way with you. I'm like,
right.
It's a lot of stories that can get out there that you'll be like, man, what?
Right. There you go.
Know what I'm saying? So,
there you go. Yeah, no, so it's protecting the brand. You got to protect the brand.
Yeah, that's it, man. Listen. Okay, I think the other night, you know what I'm saying, me and Streeter did a live, and then I had the little chick on there with us. And she was running her mouth, man, and just saying a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, Streeter, I don't know if we want to let this thing go on the internet because this thing might get picked up by some people who saying, hold on, what's she doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was saying some crazy stuff that I ain't never
had. You know, I'd be like, man, that's why I was quiet most of the time. Cause I'm like,
God. I seen that. I knew why you was quiet. The stuff she was saying, I'm like, this is TMZ type stuff like, she talking about on here.
Man, I'm like, shut up. You know what I'm saying? So
I ain't caught that one yet. I got to catch up.
That jump was wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's on there.
And I was like, oh, I got to check this one for sure.
Yeah, yes. It's there, man. Like, but you know, some things just be like, don't say, because it'd be like, boy, if you get out there, you know how it can go.
Yeah, Street was on there asking for more. He was like, who else?
Yeah. Look, Street is going to keep, push the document. I'm like, man, I'm texting this nigga like, dog, don't ask her shit else.
Chill.
She was saying
some names on there, boy. She was name dropping.
It is what it is, man. It's raw and uncut. I ain't really mad at it. I respect the players trying to, you know, like, protect their brand image. So I get that, you know, because they're alma maters. Everybody else, though, you know, like I said, Rainey could give a shit. You know, Kenny Shaw was like, oh, we got to protect the brand a little bit. So, you know. It's like, yo, cut that.
Yeah, that's how beef stuff starts too. Yeah, start getting phone calls from former players,
right,
to the player who's standing like games.
At some point, you gotta some players, like we've interviewed some players, man, and they don't like lash out at you. You know what I'm saying? They'll just tell how they feel. You know what I'm saying? It might not be in a bad way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like when we did Sam Bruce. He broke it down like, yeah, man, like they really did give me the opportunity that everybody thought I had.
Yeah, but then at the same time, he'll back it up and be like, I still got love for UM type thing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, respect.
Look, all of them, look, even Tracy Howard say he still got love for you, but he said he would, if he had to do it all again, he wouldn't go to you because how they used them. And that's just what it
that's
is.
You fact. Know he said that, yeah, he said the same thing.
That's every school, too. Players at every school.
He said that. Yeah. He said that me and Silk did an interview with Tracy. It still ain't been released yet. But since X done said it, yeah, he definitely said that. He said that on ours. So, you know, and he still got love for UM. He's still all Kane. But he's just saying, yeah, you know, maybe business-wise, I might should have went a different direction.
Yeah, he should have went a different direction.
Yeah, maybe I should have at that time. So
it's all good.
Oh, yeah. But what about you, Measy? How was your little weekend recap? Anything
man, my special? Weekend was straight, man. Drove out to Baltimore, went and got some food. Baltimore got this little food spot called Lexington Market. So I'm a country boy. So I went and got my little gizzards, livers, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. You can't really be finding everywhere up here when I don't feel like making them. So I went out there, cool to chill. And then Sunday, I was just watching the games. You know what I mean? Good NFL championship Sunday. I didn't do too much. You know what I'm saying? I had a pretty good weekend. Just vibe, cool it. Probably going to do the same this weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? When you a teacher, you be wanting them weekends to vibe. Sometimes you want to hear no noise, hearing them kids all week. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Ask how your weekend was.
Damn, what did I do Saturday? I don't even remember.
When Larry hit me with that, I'm like, dang, what did I do? Because it's about to be a week now. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what did I do Saturday. Saturday I was with the kid most of the day. I was with the kids, and then my niece came and took them to the park. So I went. I went out to eat. I went to go get some food and stuff. And then Sunday, of course, you know what I'm saying, I ended up in my spot watching some football and enjoying myself Sunday. And then that was about it.
What about you, Drew?
Just watch football on Sunday and just chill out, really clean the house.
No Tijuana visits?
Nah, no Tijuana. Shit, I haven't been back since December. I haven't been this whole new year yet. Yeah. But you know, I've just been chilling. But I'm actually looking at this thing right now. See, this is what I don't get, like how people can send their kids to SEC schools. So, you know, the first black woman that ever enrolled at University of Alabama, right? They're about to put her name on one of the buildings, but instead of changing the full name of the building, they're going to put her name up there with the guys that's the original name of the building, Bibb Graves, who's a former governor and former officer of the KKK.
Man, that's Alabama, man.
So one name is going to be the first woman that was enrolled, first black woman that was enrolled in Alabama, and then they're going to tie her name to a KKK president. That shit is crazy, man.
That's Alabama, man. That's the South South.
I'm about to say, like, what do you expect?
Yeah, man, that's Alabama.
Bama. They still lynching motherfuckers in Bama.
Man, if they took that man's name off, there's plenty of boosters who'd probably be like, oh, you're going to take the name off? We're going to start giving y'all some of this money then. They ain't doing that at Alabama. It's Alabama, man.
Yeah, like, other than that, I've just been chilling this weekend, whatever, conducting these Canes Unfiltered Twitter spaces and try not to be as X-rated as X over there in his spaces.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm X-rated.
What I did Friday. I was on X Space Friday night. I forgot about that.
I heard I missed one the other night, bro. They said it was one couple of nights ago that all that.
Oh, yeah, nah, you missed that.
Should have been in there, boy.
Was that the Friday night one?
Yeah, that was Friday night, man.
I think it was, y'all.
them girls was telling, they were telling it all, boy.
Tell all.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Hey, here what it is. I'll catch the next one, maybe.
What you had going on last weekend, Larion?
Not too much, man. Like I said, just chilling a little bit because I knew I had this coming up, so I'm actually working on something right now. I'm not announcing it just yet as official, but we're working on planning a sneaker ball down in Savannah. So me and my homeboys, we're putting the things together. We got some things in motion, and hopefully we will be able to announce officially soon that we will be starting that we'll have a first official sneaker ball down in Savannah, man, where basically it's just going to be, you know, some good music, good food, some liquor, and you come on out, you know, you get spiffy, but you throw some dope kicks on with it, you know, not the classic hard bottoms. You pull out some J's, some Yeezys, some, you know, some exclusive drip. You know what I mean?
That sounds like a play. That's what's up.
Yeah, I went to one a sneaker ball that was out here in San Diego back in December.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah, get dressed up real good.
What'd you wear?
No, I went and got a suit from Polo. So I had a little Polo suit, and then I got some J's and put some J's on and rocked
out. What J's? Which ones you had?
What I had the eights?
That boy had them Team Jordans on.
Oh no, nah. Not TJ.
not the TJs. Not the TJs. If I'm gonna wear Jordans,
if you had the six rings on,
right?
If I'm gonna wear Jordans, they're gonna have a number.
Oh man,
yeah, I ain't lying.
Bro. And we had them Air. What's on them Air Jordan Forces? Them AJ Ones.
Remix.
Right.
That's the little, that's the thing now. The sneaker balls, man. Everybody started out.
Yeah, they about to have one in DC soon.
Yeah, but it was for charity. It was like, you know, shoes for kids was a charity, whatever. So
I
just went and got some like cheap kids shoes and.
Okay, Drew giving back to the community, man. That's what's up.
Hey, man.
We're going to do that as well, actually. That'll be a part of
it's a tax write-offs, bro. That's all that matters.
That'll be part of our.
I knew it was something. It was something he was trying to get from it.
We're going to donate. We're going to donate part of our proceeds as well to nonprofit. When we get things get a little more official, I'll announce it on here. So anybody want to pull up in the Southeast, pull on up, man. We're probably gonna be able to sell, hopefully, if capacity at the spot's about 380, I think. So hopefully we get to sell out, man, and everybody come up, have a good time, and get spiffy, enjoy some great spirits. So yeah, that was my weekend, man. Just a little planning business wise and a little work. That's about it, man. Let's go ahead and get into this docket, man. We ain't gonna hold y'all too long, like church, bro. Like, the pastor will always be lying when he say that, but hopefully we telling the truth.
Then you got the man, you got the homeless man who's sitting in the middle of the front of the seat telling him, keep on, you can go on. Nigga, he ain't got nowhere to go. You can go all day. Nigga, you the only one he ain't got nowhere to go.
He's seeking shelter, right?
Get your ass up out of here. That's what you do.
That's real. But so basically, of course, yesterday we record on Thursdays, typically Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we are recording this Thursday of February 3rd, 2022. So yesterday was the old traditional signing day. And UM had a small closing group, which, I mean, most people do at this point. Most of your guys sign early signing day now. And then coaches try to get out there and close on a few targets that are still making up their minds. Usually some more of your elite guys and a couple of hidden gems, or so they think hidden gems. So for us, we added four players on the old traditional signing day. So we're going to kind of just go down each one and just kind of give you a quick little overview briefing, if you will, of the player. So I guess we'll start on the defensive side of the ball, since we only had one guy over there on yesterday. We were able to sign Ahmad Moten, interior defensive lineman, three technique type guy. A bit of a project, three star. Yeah,
6'3", 290.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a project. He's very athletic. He can move along that line. The thing with him is going to be, because he played at Cardinal Given, so they did play some competition.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about him will be him getting on a team and then not playing immediately, because he's always been an immediate player once he got in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you just have to see if it motivates him enough to sit the bench probably the first year and then get on, you know what I'm saying, after the first year. Because that was a thing right there where I always said, I don't think he'll come to UM because he's not probably going to play first.
I like this film. I watched this huddle. I think he's a disruptive guy up front. He played a little bit of outside as well for those guys, the Cardinal Gibbons. So he has some versatility. I like to see where he shapes up once we get him in and get him a strength and nutrition. But when I said project, I didn't mean it like a guy that's going to necessarily take 4 years to contribute. I really meant a little bit as far as I think he'll probably kick inside ultimately at the next level. But it depends on, you know, how his body starts to shape up under a strict regimen. I think he could be productive on inside or outside, to be honest with you. But go ahead, Mies.
But X, when you said the whole, if he'll be able to like wait his turn, he was choosing us between Miami and Oklahoma. It's going to be the same situation over there at Oklahoma, especially with Venables, because he's not going to throw nobody out there when he's not ready. So he'll have to wait his turn at Oklahoma.
Well, no, because it's been known that Venables will play a freshman. Like,
You think he's the type of player who could play day one at a big school like that?
I mean, I don't know. To be truthful, I don't think he is, but he can't get in the game. He won't, you know what I'm saying? He won't be like a starter immediately, right. But he will get in games. But, you know, Venables, he's been known to play freshmen before a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
he has. Them usually like the premier freshmen, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's look,
I see his stats, 39 tackles, 3 sacks.
No, I'm like, what you getting with him, man, is you're gonna get somebody who could disrupt the run game because he's athletic. So he could get into a gap before a lineman. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got linemen that pull. He could get into that gap before that lineman pulls sometimes. And, he could get after the quarterback. So that's what you get with Amar Moten.
Yeah, that's a kind of a position of need for Miami, too. So I was happy about that pickup.
Well, actually, I'll get into that a little bit later. A good pickup, ultimately. I mean, he is a P5 kid. So I don't want to, undermine him at all.
And he had a good offer because I feel like he could have Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Iowa State. He could have went to those schools.
Oregon. Mario right. was on him at Oregon. So
right, he could have went to those schools. So I like to pick up.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Anthony Moten, brother. Yeah, he's a legacy kid.
Yeah. It's funny because Mario said in his presser after signing day that, it was important that Ahmad didn't think we were just trying to take him because of his brother. And it was a little funny to me because I was like, well, Ann ain't do that much here. Like, so it wasn't like, like Etienne is like, all right, a Clemson legend. Moten ain't a Miami legend. So I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. But I think, he definitely kind of laid it down that, no, we are legit interested in you as a prospect, regardless to who you're related to. So that was the only signing yesterday on the defensive side of the ball. And then we had 3 on the offensive side. I guess we could start with Matthew McCoy. He was a 3-star. I think he played tackle. And high school.
Yeah, tackle.
He's a guy
6'6", 285.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that could over time with a proper strength and strength and conditioning and nutrition blow up to that 315 size range and start at tackle, but it'll take a few years.
Which is not bad.
I'm gonna let you speak 1 second, bro. Offensive line, especially tackle, is the most developmental position in college football. So even when you're talking about a 5-star, even a 5-star kid on the old line is probably at least needs to sit a year, at least 1 year, unless that particular program is that depleted. You've got to be a really depleted program for – Like when we started Zion was a 2-star out that was undersized at tackle, and we had to start him. He learned a lot in that year. He had a good year last year. And he could have went drafted. So I definitely wanted to dispel that myth. Zion, to my understanding, was still a second to third round pick. He's coming back to be a first round pick.
Yeah, we so don't get it fucked up. His first year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, because a lot of people was like, oh, y'all tripping. First off, it ain't y'all tripping. McShay had him in the first round. Okay? That's McShay. He did not have a bad year last year. He still was second to third round guy. He's coming back to be a first round guy. That's the reason Zion Nelson is back, not because he's undraftable or he would have went as far as the fourth round. He wasn't going that deep. But go ahead, Measy. My
bad. That's what I was going to compare him to. It's funny you say that. I was going to compare him to Zion. Not saying he's going to be Zion, but same kind of athlete coming out. You know what I mean? Matthew McCoy was a little more wanted than Zion, but same kind of athlete. 6'6", 292. Basketball player as well. So good feet. You know what I mean? Pretty athletic. So yeah, he's not going to be somebody we see next year or the year after, but a good depth player and with a development. The good thing about him, too, is with Mirabal and Cristobal on staff, we do have very good O-line O-line teachers on the staff. So we'll see what he does.
Yeah, it's funny because you hear so much about, you know, Mario being O-line guy, and I'd have to kind of do a little research, which I haven't done as to yet. But, you know, everybody goes to Penei Sewell. Well, Penei was a three-star kid, and a lot of guys had him projected inside. Mario is the one who saw him as a left tackle, took the time to develop him, get his technique up to be a top 10 draft pick. So I definitely trust his evals with a guy like McCoy, a guy that I think I'm with you, Measy. Whenever you tell me a guy plays basketball as well, my eyes light up because I know we're dealing with a guy that's got quick feet, moves pretty well.
Yeah, but Sewell was actually a top 60 player, though.
Yeah, Sewell was top 60 in the country, bro.
Yeah.
He wasn't
really?
Yeah, he was ranked 57th in the nation.
57th in the country, yeah. Oh. In the composite. He was the number two guard coming out of high school and the number
from
one
Utah, player. Yeah.
Oh, as a guard, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
But you still got the same thing, but you was right about he played guard and then
everybody wanted to play guard. Okay, I thought he was lower ranked than that. My bad. Well, okay.
But one thing,
part of what I said still stands then.
Right.
one thing you guys are missing on McCoy as his senior year was his first year playing offensive line. He was a tight end last year.
Yeah.
And then he hit a growth spurt.
Yeah, that's what I love about him because he played tight end. So that's athletic right there, being a tight end. We all know.
And the basketball on top of that, too. So
our last tight end that came in as a tight end and then switched to tackle was Eric Winston, I think.
Eric Winston, yep.
And he's all pro, all American, stuff like that. So I'm loving that
Winston
fact.
Was a monster. Mm-hmm. Winston was a guy. He was definitely a guy for us. So and yeah, if
there's anybody that's out there that's good at developing kids, it's Mirabal. I mean, the man was taking walk-ons and turning to all conference players. So
yeah, my bad. I was wrong on that one. I just looked it up, but the players fuck up. either way, he was projected guard, and Mario convinced him that nah, bro, they got you fucked up. You a tackle. And not only are you a tackle, you're an elite tackle. I'm gonna develop you into a guy that's not going no lower than 10. So I think that's the great pitch they probably gave to McCoy. So another thing about McCoy is we beat those country bumpkins out for him. So good.
Oh, to be low 500 boys up there.
Not them.
They both was below 500.
They was because both lost the ball game. Yep.
And this is a little real quick sidebar. I had a discussion last night with, again, remember it's only Larry, and I got to fight all these Gators. It's always
you held it down though. I meant to text you that you held it down.
You did. You texted me. I was just zooted. But they was trying to say that we suck. And we aren't neighbors. And I was like, bro, we doing this again? We doing this again?
Proof in the pudding right now.
How are you not?
Oh, we can't, my God.
Listen, right now, amongst the big three, not one team received one top 25 vote. We're neighbors. Y'all can talk all that bullshit you want to. We're neighbors. And if anything, I think we're the ones most lined up to move out of the neighborhood. Hate to break it to y'all. If anybody getting left in the slums, I don't think it's Miami. And I'm being realistic. That's not what
it is.
Tandem. We got the best coach out of the three.
Facts.
He's the best quarterback. Best quarterback.
Best quarterback out of the three. Best quarterback room out of the three. Best running back room out of the three.
Facts.
I had a Gator fan earlier today in the Twitter space trying to defend Lorenzo Lingard. And I was like, bro, he couldn't even see the field at Miami.
He ain't seen the field there either.
Bro, they do that.
And I'm not kicking the shit.
They just do that because there's a star. There was a star, 5 stars next to his name. So that's where they at right now.
Bro, but he ain't seen the field. No,
right. That's where they at right now, though.
Right. I hope all the success to Lingard. I really sincerely do. But he ain't gonna make it on the Gator squad either.
The funny thing about that with the Gators and they running back room, I tweeted this out I think months ago. I was like, the Gators still haven't recruited a running back since
Naquan Wright.
And Naquan probably gonna transfer too.
Yeah, I think
they got Etienne's little brother.
I mean, okay, they finally got a running back, and ain't like everybody crazy about
him. Let me say this again. I don't pick on kids. He is not Travis.
If he ain't had that last name, it wouldn't be. I don't think it would be like that.
He is a lot more comparable to who's the running back Gators got now? Pierce.
Okay.
I wouldn't even say that.
I mean, Pierce is not like this dynamic back. He's a solid back. He's a good after contact back.
Between the tackles type.
That's who I think younger ETN is.
I don't want to jump the gun, but since we're having a little sellout session real quick, I was hearing, y'all got Citizen. We got a deep stable. We ain't need him. We ain't need him neither if you really want to look at the numbers, so to say. But so, I mean... Who that was just like if we didn't need them, y'all didn't need them. Who got put in the locker at the end of the day?
That was Cap.
I know that was Cap.
One of us needed them,
and then they
needed them.
No, I feel like they might have needed them. We ain't seen Lingard. We still ain't seen Bowman yet.
That's true, but
we still ain't seen Bowman yet.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the difference.
I love Bowman, but we ain't seen him yet.
You know what's funny about the Citizen thing is that you have Gator fans that I hear saying that Mario promised him. A starting job.
I saw that. Come on, man.
Come on.
Stop that.
Cut the cap. All right. I'm going to tell you the difference. They have the running back from Louisiana Lafayette who knows the system, who ran for about 800, I want to say, last year.
Oh, right? You mean what? The dude who transferred to them?
Right.
To them, right.
Okay.
And they picked up Bowman, who didn't play last year, and they picked up ETN, right? Well, okay, let's keep it for us. We picked up Parrish, and we'll be bringing back, underclassmen. Well, he'll be upperclassmen now because you bring back Rooster, Cheney.
They're still sophomores, though, because of that free year. They're not even upperclassmen. They're still sophomores.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's right. Yeah,
they're not even upperclassmen.
All them sophomores. The funny thing is, Chaney is a redshirt freshman.
Right.
So, our running back room, I definitely don't think was more attractive. I think if anybody's running back room would have been more attractive, it would have been Florida's. I think they're a little bit more wide open than we are. I think the UL guys will end up probably starting at least initially.
Their best running back is going to transfer. So
Naquan's probably out of there. Yeah.
And the way he wants to run his system, it don't really seem like Naquan's the type of running back he wants starting. You know what I mean? It seemed like he wants a little bigger back running between the tackles.
Yeah, he's gonna probably put a fullback in front of Lingard, which Lingard need finally, and maybe he might work, but it hasn't worked for him so far in college. right. Bowman is not working so far in college. I don't know what they think about their room. Like, it's not working. Like, what is we got? But
and Larry, on since we're talking about running backs, we might as well talk about Citizen. 6 foot 217, 108. 6 foot
one. No, 6 foot 217. I've seen him at 6'1",
so he's in between. He's a big boy. Let's 108, because that's 108th in the nation. I got some stats here too. Ran 11-3 and 100. They team finished 8-2. I think he got hurt a couple games, but he played 6 games last year. Averaged 123 a game, 11.4 yards a carry. So great, great pickup, man. And the teams we put coaches in the locker for, it was between Auburn, LSU, Florida, and Miami. I think Auburn kind of dropped the ball with that OC dropping. I don't know what
Auburn's in shambles.
Yeah, I don't know what Auburn got. Really. I don't know what they got
the
going
OC,
on.
The OC quit because he got caught cheating too many times.
But this man was all Florida up until 20 minutes before he signed. Will Fong dropped a little bomb. I'm hearing Miami taking this to the end and end up choosing Miami. And I got a quick story. So yesterday was Wednesday. So I'm in class with my kids, right? And they know what's up with me. They know about my podcast and stuff or whatever. So I'm telling them, like, hush, hush. Like, I'm watching ESPN too, right? So Citizen do the little hat thing. And he threw all the hats off. And I'm like, oh, here comes a little who knows what we about to pull out. He put out another Miami hat, put it on. I hopped out my chair, ran around. I'm screaming Mario name in class. I'm like, let's go, man. This man a monster. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. But I was like, man, we get it. We get it. You a Miami fan or whatever. But, man, that was a great pickup. That was a great pickup, and it just shows the recruiting powers of Mario. You know what I'm saying? Because he was all Florida. He was all Florida. Like, we weren't even thinking about Citizen. You know what I mean? But great pickup. Florida said they ain't need him. We ain't really need him like that neither. But, man.
And you know what's funny?
Put him in a locker.
We had the Kings Unfiltered Twitter space going yesterday. So we all was in there watching the announcement. And no lie, when he picked up all the hats and then he reached down and all I saw was a white hat come out. I was like, man, this motherfucker about to pick Jackson State, bro. I was like, this Deion done got us again.
Nah, it's funny. When I saw the white hat, I was like, that's us. Because what happened was, I can't remember homie name, but he works with Stadium Miguel and he writes for SI for the Gator site. He kept trying to like goad me in to saying Trevante was coming to us. Well, what had happened was, like you said, 20 minutes ago, he got the word that Trevante was coming to us. Like it was already done. So he's goading me into doing it. I'm like, nah. Cause I had just said, and y'all catch it on the recording, that I had last heard it was down to Auburn. In Florida, that was kind of the last intel I got. I had heard that LSU was kind of out of it at that point, and it was down to those two. So he kept saying, I was like, nah, bro, I'm not saying that. Nah, you trying to set me up to look crazy.
Right.
Next thing you know, he picks up the white hat, it's us. And then I get in front of that whole crowd of like 25 Gators and say, yeah, you know, it ain't funny no more, right? Yeah, Mario K ain't got no staff, right? Yeah. Fuck out of here. So right. I got to have that shining moment. So shout out to them.
The Gators was deep in there too, man.
Literally. And that's why, hey, all Canes fans listen to this. Help me out next year, bro. We're going to do this every year. So y'all go ahead and request that time off. Larry really be lonely, dog. But I hold it down. I don't need it. But it'll be funner if I have more of y'all with me, because literally throughout the night, we had one of our producers, Easy, who's a Canes fan, and Lance Leggett obviously went to Miami. And that might have been it, dog. That might have been it. But that's why I love it, though, because that's why My nickname in the roll up group chat is Thanos, because I gotta take on all the Avengers, and they gotta do all that just to get one drop of blood. You know what I mean? So
hey, you had the last laugh yesterday because them boys ain't hit on nothing yesterday.
Nothing.
They got a three-star wide receiver from Texas that none of the Texas schools wanted.
They ain't hit on nothing yesterday, man.
So what else we got? We had
Look, Larry, when you say the dude was there and telling you that Citizen was coming, right? So, you know, I'm getting the text messages. You know, I'm trying not to pay attention, but I got a text message that was saying, boy, y'all got a surprise. So when I read it, I'm like, oh man, stop playing with me. Like, come on, you know, I ain't even finna go. This a joke. And then he put that out. So I didn't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? Because earlier that day when I woke up in the morning, I got text messages and I got a phone call about some bad news. I was like, damn. So when I got that, I was like, dang, why they keep playing with me today? Like, stop all the playing today.
Right.
Commissioner UM, I was like, oh shit, hold on. And then, you know, from that moment, I mean, like I said, I had the bad news already, so I just was like, damn, okay, this shit is, it's going to be a roller coaster day, huh?
So up and down, yeah. So, all right, let's see. So, who else we got left on the
Inez Cooper.
I mean, it ain't a lot of sexy story there. He was a guy.
The one thing I would say is, if he worked as hard to lose 50 pounds to play football his senior year, I can only imagine how hard he's going to work when he get to UM.
Yeah, that's a fact. He was a bigger guy that had a lot of bad weight, but he did take on the mission of getting himself in better shape to get better offers. So you definitely got to salute that from a young man. I think once we get him in here, I think we knock another 20 pounds off of him, a bad weight, and just reshape and reform his body. I think he's a guy that I honestly think he could be on the outside ultimately.
I heard really we might put him at on the D line at the same
time. Yeah, I would rather put him at tackle.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
I would rather put him
tackle. At D tackle.
Yeah.
Because he played both in high school, but yeah, I did hear we might put him on that D because we know Mario likes them, you know, them big boys in the middle. So I heard we may put him in the middle on defense, but basketball player. Good feet. Know what I mean? Another basketball player, good feet, yeah. So
I would rather put him on the defensive side of the ball. Saying that is because okay, just say he don't get down to the ideal playing weight to be a tackle. I would rather him stuff the middle, you know what I'm saying, so our linebackers could roam the field.
I don't want to waste half his 4 years trying to make it work at O-line and don't work, and then now we're trying to move him to defense, you know what I mean? So I'd rather them just pick a side.
I didn't know he was a D-lineman.
Yeah, I'd rather them – no, he played offensive line too, but he played both ways, but – I'd rather us just figure out what he's gonna do when he comes in instead of wasting half the time. Yeah,
but Mario already said like he's gonna be on the offensive side of the ball. So
yeah,
we'll see how things go. I think defensive tackle is where he belongs, but hey, I'm not the expert coach. I don't get paid to coach offensive line. So
you know, Mario know them trenches, so we just gotta trust him. Oregon made a late run at him too, matter of fact. Yeah, Oregon made a late run.
Drew.
But what I like about him though is for as big as he is, he's really athletic.
Yeah, I saw some workout videos of him. He is athletic. Shed a lot of
He can move. He can move to be that big, man. That's why I say I would rather him at the defensive side of the ball because he can move. You know, we kind of real deep on that offensive line. I mean, we just don't have no alphas on that position besides Zion, but we real deep on the offensive line.
Yeah, that class that came in, not this the class we just signed, the class before, I love that O-line class. And so they still coming into their own. You know what I mean? I think Jalen Rivers still got a red shirt on him this year because he only played Jalen Rivers only played four games, right?
Yeah, Jalen Rivers got a red shirt because he only played three games.
Okay, so yeah. We young then because him – the oldest
Isaiah, player, Isaiah Walker,
Campbell, Zion Williams, and Clark, right?
Yeah,
and Clark, yeah. Everybody else, young boys.
Yeah, all the freshmen we got on the offensive line the last 2 years are still freshmen.
So we still got what's the name too from our Orlando area, McConnell,
McLaughlin.
McLaughlin, yeah.
Yeah, but he's from Broward. He went to Stormy.
Yeah,
he went to Right.
Yeah, he went to Douglas. He went to Stone Douglas with Corey Gaynor went there.
I like that kid a lot. I think he's a future left tackle, but we'll get into that. Left tackle or
right tackle?
Don't forget, we got the Washington kid too.
Isaiah Walker too.
Yeah.
So we'll Isaiah just need to get his mind right. You know.
That's all. Yeah.
Get in. You know. Get in the game.
There's some South Day offensive lineman that might be transferring back home.
You talk about Dennis.
Jonathan Dennis. Yeah, I heard they're gonna see about that after spring.
Yeah.
He's what a guard, right?
Yeah, he's a guard. They kick him inside. Yeah. Like I say, we deep because still got Scaife there. You got Big Baby. Mm-hmm.
We're still in it for
you got Rodriguez, who we don't know if he's going to play the center or the guard.
And we got that transfer who came in from Oregon just now. Like,
got him.
Sagapalu.
You're right.
He'd probably be center guard as well. Probably center.
The great thing is we don't got to worry about them with Mirabal and – Cristobal, we don't have to worry about if they're gonna get coached up the right way. You know what I mean? So
but that's
a blessing.
And we still in it for Connolly, even though Harbaugh went back to Michigan.
Right.
But there was a gem that was dropped in the space last night saying that he's trying to come back out here
for spring practice.
Has Minnesota named the coach yet? The Vikings?
No.
He's attached to that job too, as well, possibly.
Who Harbaugh? No, they say Harbaugh turned it down.
He turned it down because he went out there for the offer and it didn't offer. So,
and Harbaugh out there for another year or two, man.
I could see him coming to the Dolphins. Stephen Ross is a Michigan booster.
God bless.
I think if he announced he's coming back to Michigan, he's gonna stay at least for this season. But we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, and then what else we had on? That's it, actually. Yeah, that wraps it up. So, Inez Cooper, Matthew McCoy. And Javonte Citizen on the offensive side, and then Ahmad Moten. So we'll kind of get into a little bit of the elephant in the room.
Did any of you guys watch Cristobal's press conference?
Yeah, I watched it.
So one of the interesting things he said in there that was real interesting was he considers Javonte Citizen every down back. And he might actually be the only true every down back we have on the roster.
I don't know why he said that, but that is obviously not true.
I heard a rumor that Mario really didn't necessarily like running back room that much. That was a rumor. I don't know how true it is. I did hear that though. But if you look at it, the changing thing, getting hurt all the dang time.
In my personal opinion, exactly. I think Chaney's an all-around guy, but we had to worry about his durability. Yeah. I think Brewster's a great explosive guy whose durability has been pretty good, but he's not the biggest guy.
He's not an every-down bat. Right.
Right. And then you got Cody Brown, who I think is a little slow. And then you got Thad. So I'm not saying it's a bad room, but I definitely could see where you could see, hey, there's room for improvement. I don't think that
Parrish an every down back, Citizen, in my opinion.
Parrish could be.
So when Mario's saying every down back, he's basically saying he could block. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a weak standpoint in our running back room where blocking was a factor. Cam was our best blocking running back. And when Cam went down, it was like, now we don't really got no extra protection in the backfield because they can't block that good because Chaney's already gone. All he has is Knighton and two freshmen. So it was bad. You know what I'm saying? And then half of the time, Knighton is going out for a pass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's probably what he's saying as far as every down – But I mean, we got the every down back. Like Chaney is the every down back, but
he is. He's been hurt. Yep. That was what I was about to say. I think Chaney is every down, but got to be available, man.
Yeah, you got to be available. And it's funny because I remember going to practice one time, and I started laughing. You know, Thad, that's the little homie, man. And they sent Thad out for a pass, and I immediately just started laughing. Like, what the hell y'all doing? Thad going out for a pass. Thad supposed to be in the backfield getting the ball and running somebody over. But, you know, man, just.
It's funny you say that because I used to feel bad watching the Rooster back there trying to pick up them big linebacker blitzes. I'm like, man, that's not him. You know what I mean? So we have to have somebody on the field who can do all three sometimes. So I guess that's what X is saying. Mario.
That's basically what he's saying as far as somebody – who could be a blocking running back when we need a blocking running back? You know what I'm saying? But
and I think that's Don, but Don's got to get healthy, so you need another guy. That's all. Hopefully, Don comes back and Trevante got to take a shirt.
I don't feel like he'll ever be the can just 2 years straight just stay on the field. I mean, he hasn't done
it. I'm gonna tell you the crazy thing. The crazy thing is, you know, Chaney, Knighton, and Henry Parris all came out the same year, all from down here in South Florida, right? You know, Chaney and Knightley are the highly rated running backs in the nation. And to be honest, Henry Parris was the better running back out of the three.
He was the most productive. He was like getting like 200 a game down there at Columbus. I remember that. I wanted Parris bad, but that's the thing at Miami. You can't take everybody, so somebody's going to be left out.
Well, you know, they wasn't really looking at Parris because he was smaller than the other two. Shorter than other two.
Parrish a bad boy, man.
But we look at running back. We in excellent position because our running backs can run the ball. Outside of Cody, everybody know
Cody gonna be the odd man.
Not too high on him, but you know what I'm saying. If you give him the ball, he could run it when you give him some room. But other than that, our running back room, man, is excellent actually.
So I like every room on offense as of right now, to be honest with you.
Offensively, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I like every room.
I think there's a lot of great potential there in every position. Tight end, running back, wide receiver, O-line definitely because everybody's coming back. So while we're adding in some good depth players that can develop. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think QB room's dope too. All right. Let's slide on down the docket a little bit. So the Shamar Stewart saga, that was the elephant in the room, the guy we didn't get. Shamar, if you remember, early on, his crystal balls were Miami. I think Manny did a good job of selling him a vision that he didn't come through with. So when we went out there and we lost a lot of games, I think that's when Texas A&M got an opportunity to sneak in, pry the door open with their foot, and then walk on in the house. I feel like ultimately if Mario would have had two more months to work, we would have landed him. But the relationships, I think, were a little more established at Texas A&M. So, X, you can probably give us more insight on that, the most insight on it. What happened with Shamar, man?
Man, listen. First, I'm going to start off just say, man, Shamar Stewart really loves the city of Miami. He really loves UM. Every time me and him had a conversation about the University of Miami, I got the feeling that it was going to always be UM. And, you know, it came down to the fact that he did build that relationship with Texas A&M. Once UM started playing games and they started shitting the bag, it was like, hey, all right, these guys are serious about what they doing over here. You know, y'all still playing. You know, the opportunity is there, but y'all still playing. Y'all not showing me y'all serious, you know. So he built that relationship with Coach Jimbo Fisher and then Coach James Coley. And we know them are two elite recruiters. You know what I'm saying? You don't give them people any rope. Guess what? They're going to pull it. You know what I'm saying? So I wake up in the morning yesterday, man. My phone, I got the text. I see the text. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I immediately text Streeter. I say, yeah, man, that boy ain't coming to you well. And, you know, Streeter immediately called me. Like, what you mean? I'm like, yeah, man, he gone. Texas A&M. That's a wrap. Then I got a phone call again. He like, yeah, man, that Texas A&M, they sold it up. So, you know, throughout the whole day, I'm like, I don't even know if I should break this to any people I know, man, because it's going to be heartbreaking. You know what I'm saying? And he just made a decision, man. And obviously everybody's attacking him. They're attacking his coach. At the end of the day, it's his decision. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about it, it's your personal feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was in class when he announced. It hurt. I don't want to say I'm a grown man. Like, it ain't like hurt, but I'm like, dang, man. Like, that was the number one player on our board. The whole
it hurts
like,
because
yeah, it did hurt,
fan,
yeah.
Because you're a fan and you feel like he should have came to you on. But
I know how it goes at the same time. But like he did say, man, go ahead.
Like go ahead, I say, X. Man, the relationship that he built with that staff is what got him there. You know what I'm saying? Mario did the best he can, man, and he almost pulled it off. Like, he literally almost pulled it off.
They said Miami fought till he walked in the door to the facility he announced to, you know what I'm saying? But what did make me feel good about the whole thing, I tried to see some light at the end of the tunnel. Which, and I can't stand when fans do this. They started, like, tweeting him this and that. I ain't never tweet no recruit football player in my life, and I won't ever. But the part I did like was he came out and said, if it was about money, he would have stayed home. And that told me, okay, like, we can, you know what I'm saying, bargain with these other schools. But I guess it was just the relationships at the end of the day. The little
People get emotional, man, and they say anything they want to say, and it's cool.
Yeah, I ain't like that. I don't want to say it's cool. It's
no. Look, it's Twitter. It's whatever social media. Yeah. Let them get it off their chest.
Yeah, respect.
10 times out of 10, they don't do it the same way face to face.
Right. Respect.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, man, go ahead, get it off, because it don't matter at the end of the day, because it's basically in space. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like this ain't real, because you wait for it.
But he did say though that like he wish he had a little bit more time to build a relationship with Kevin Steele. And I feel like when you're at Shamar's level, you don't have to sign today. You got 3 months to sign your scholarship after signing day. You feel me? So you don't have to really sign. So if I'm a kid, like, and I'm not really sure on February 2nd to sign, then I'm not going to sign.
That's you saying that now as a grown man, though. But you got to think about when you're 18.
But the adults around the child should be telling the child that, though.
Well, I mean, and then you want to really get over.
Like, you can be like, hold on.
You want to get over the fact that you keep going through this process all over. You know, like, man, let me just tell you.
Okay, so Texas A&M is about to sign a number similar kid, like, into their class. That's
but,
like,
Drew, a lot of these boys really be ready to get this thing over with. Like, this is like years they've been. A lot of them boys say they get tired of their phone ringing all the time.
Man,
listen, so
if you haven't been in the recruiting process, man, it is stressful. It is stressful.
Yeah,
it's tiring. You like, man, you know, like, I just want to be a regular. Then,
if that's the case, then he should have just already committed to Texas A&M the whole time.
I don't want to say that because he still gave Miami. You know what I'm saying? He still let Miami, like, you know what I'm saying? If he said it was close, then we shouldn't have let him commit early. That's my opinion. I mean, we should have let him. He shouldn't have committed early because a lot of these boys don't even know when they wake up in the morning what they're going to do. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So, I say it all the time. You got 17, 16-year-old kids who wake up the next day, don't even know what clothes they want to wear to school.
Right.
And we're expecting a kid to make a decision to go to school for 3 to 4, 5 years. Come on, you know what I'm saying? You got to be logical about things. But it's,
yeah, the speech he made at the beginning, too, he was like, man, Miami's always going to be home.
Like, there's always a transfer portal. We'll gladly take you right back.
It's cool, man. Shots out.
Man, he did.
Like I say, man, when I got up in the morning, And I got them phone calls into Texas, man. You know, from then I was like, okay, well, how do I address this situation? Because I know everybody's going to turn on the kid. You know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't say anything, because I'm like, man, I'm going to let the kid have his moment.
No, to be honest with you, X, like, when we was running the space, a lot of people wasn't upset with Shamar. Like, they didn't really care that Shamar picked Texas A&M. Like, most, I feel like most people already, I would say the crowd was like 85% Texas A&M. It was that 15% was hoping that he committed to Miami and, like, stay home. You know what I mean? So, like, a lot of people, more people were more upset about the adults around them than the
child. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, yeah. It happens every year in recruiting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Somebody fan base going to really be pissed because a kid didn't pick their school. So,
yeah best of luck, Shamar, man. I think he's going to be successful no matter what. But we move on to the 2023 cycle, and I think that Mario's going to do an excellent job there. I think he's already doing a great job building early relationships, and I think we're going to get to see the fruits of that labor, you know, once we kind of lock up this class. You know, we look at some guys that end up, you know, moving along because, you know, you got a new coach and you don't fit with the vision, things of that nature. So,
and real quick, Larrion, I like what Mario said at the press conference. He said real recruiting and real relationships to him is 1 to 2 years of relationships, not no 2 months like he had to go through. You know what I mean? So he had a lot of ground to try to make up with Shamar. And if it was close, man, that's good. That's good for us at the same time, man. He had a lot of ground to make up.
Absolutely. And that's my point. I don't think we're going to end up in a lot of situations like that again. I think with Mario at the helm, I think you're going to get a lot of Miami guys that are going to be super solid. And we won't end up having as many signing day situations.
Man, we ain't great with Mario. Now.
Yeah, I really
got. We started at 70 with him 2 months later with four coaches, got up to 15. And I'm not even really about the whole class ranking. I'm about the class average. We had a 91 point something average.
91.40 something. 91.
Man, that's like elite. For 2 months, man. Y'all know where we was at, Kane fans. We was down bad before he got there, man. You know what I mean? Beat out Florida State staffing them forever. Florida and 8,000 coaches they got on staff. You know what I'm saying? We still put them in a locker for some players. So, I mean,
hey,
come on.
Hey, the team in Leon County, they actually want people to believe that their coaching staff stopped recruiting.
Man, I'm a grown man. I ain't lying to myself about no recruiting. I mean, proof is in the pudding. I ain't seen no hat about Florida State. I ain't see Florida State name yesterday unless I logged on Twitter.
They say that our staff stopped recruiting. We didn't want to go out to no more high school kids. We just gonna go out to portal kids. And
that's cat, man.
I'm like, oh well, yeah. Y'all set yourself up for another below 500 season 10.
I mean, it could be true because them kids telling you ain't no way.
Okay, right.
ain't no way, boy. Ain't no fucking way. So
and the transfers they got, the transfers they did get. I mean, how many 3 stars they got? 19? That's crazy. But the transfers they did get, they don't even have to fight for no competition. That's an automatic start because ain't nobody to compete with. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you gotta look at everything.
Yeah, they roster trash, man. But again, we're giving them too much time anyway. So, next.
Yeah, right. What's agreed. Next on the docket, Larrion?
Yeah, let's wrap up, man. We ain't got too much left.
Kevin Steele, you want to rap about that real quick?
Yeah, Kevin Steele, man. We announced the DC. Party announcing the DC was obviously try to get Shamar more in the boat with us. I think it did help some. Again, I think this honestly was a 51-49 decision for the kid. And we spoke about the transfer portal. I wouldn't be super shocked to see him come home. I really wouldn't. I think that's a possibility. So we'll see.
Hey, the Kevin Steele thing. I was mentioning his name like months ago that Kevin Steele might be in play. Mm-hmm. The only thing I just ain't never think Mario would do it because of the age factor. I did think that, okay, well, he's a little older and maybe Mario want a younger DC. You know what I'm saying? But I know I mentioned his name months ago. I just ain't feel like Mario was go after him. Now, the word is that Mario was talking with Kevin Steele 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And then he took the Maryland job, but he never signed the contract with Maryland.
Right. I heard it was a little longer than 2 weeks. I heard it was about almost a month, and it went silent towards the middle. I mean, you will probably know more, but
yeah, no, I'm gonna be truthful. Doug Belt was the guy that Mario really wanted. He have a conversation with Doug Belt. I think the decision why Doug Belt wasn't the guy or he did not come was he felt real comfortable at Notre Dame. Houston. You know what I'm saying? He felt real comfortable there. It felt like home to him at that moment. So it was like, all right, it's cool. The Glenn Schumann talk was basically talk that a bunch of fans was creating, media was creating. The name was not at the top of Mario's list. Mario's, you know, basically going to go down, and he could have said, okay, yeah, let's get Glenn. But you know what I'm saying?
And it's funny with Glenn. Glenn really wasn't the one calling plays. It was Dan Lanning.
Yeah. And then, you know, Muschamp was helping out more than Glenn. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you get Glenn as a position coach, I'm happy. But I don't want him calling my defense right now.
And with Belt, the thing, too, is I was thinking, off of what you just said, if Belt keep that up at Houston 1 or 2 years more, that's a head coaching job somewhere. Yeah,
he's getting a head coach job next year. All he got to do is just have a good defense and get a head coach job next year immediately.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing – fans and then rival fans, they trolling and complaining. The reason why Mario took so long is because Mario was looking for NFL guys to come coach. He knew how many teams was losing coaches, and that was his thing. He wanted to get NFL guys. So if I can't get NFL guys, then I have to double back and go back to college. Then I got to get guys who want to come. And I'm gonna have to replace them in a year or two because they are going to get immediate jobs once you do good at UM.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's so much going on now after signing day. It's like a lot of shuffling about to go on still in regards to the OC. So when we hired Kevin Steele, I love to hire for one, but and Kevin Steele is like a no nonsense type person. Some people say he's too old. He's 63. In my opinion, I don't need Kevin Steele to be at Miami for no 3-4 years. Get the defense right, and then that just makes the defense more attractive.
Meezy, you heard what you just said? He's a what? No-nonsense type person?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kevin Steele and Mario the same type person, so they're going to relate.
We need that. When you was good, we had no-nonsense coaches.
Right. He's a no-nonsense type coach, man. So I love to hire him, man.
The thing is, when you was good, the players were super wild, but they were super wild off the field.
Right.
When they was on the field, they was doing their job.
Yeah, Kevin Steele ain't putting you out there because he like you. He putting you out there if you know what you're doing, and he going to pull you if you go out there looking stupid. And Kevin Steele is very good with linebackers. And what's the position on defense we've been complaining about the
linebacker.
Most?
We ain't had a linebacker coach since 5 years.
Right, so I love to hire, man. Y'all stop listening to them other people out there, them other fans.
No, they know it's a good hire.
Yeah, they had to Google their coaches, man. But no, we good.
Yeah, Steele definitely was a name that was out there for a few years associated with us.
Last year, the former coach wanted Steele, but Steele was like, man, I ain't coming over with you, dog.
So, yeah, because he's making a lot of money to chill. That's the other thing. So he didn't even coach. He got paid $2 million to sit at home. He's got a house in Auburn. He has, a beach house in South Carolina. Yeah, he was chilling, rejuvenating himself. His age don't bother me. One of the greatest coaches in the land is an old man. And that's just what it is. His name's Nick Saban, one of the oldest guys out there. He's one of the best in the land. Marty Kiffin, Lane Kiffin's father, is a legendary defensive coordinator. And he ain't quit just because he got a little old.
I think the game just got passed, huh?
And how long ago, though?
Yeah, the game just got passed. Talk about Kiffin.
Marty, you're right.
Marty Kiffin, yeah. The game got passed him because he kept trying to run that Tampa 2, cover 2 defense. And they start spreading you out. You know what I'm saying? So that Tampa 2 don't work so good when the middle of the field is still wide open.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But look how long it took for him to be ineffective. You know what I mean?
It took some time for teams to really figure it out. Yeah, it took a long time. You know what I'm saying? The good thing about Kevin Steele is he can adjust on defense with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? That one game when he went against LSU, I think it was LSU, he goes to a
3-3-1-7.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now they looking like, oh, what the hell going on? They got all these safeties on the field that's coming out of nowhere. And
held them held that legendary team to their lowest total of the year. I think they scored 25 that year. I mean, that game, which was half of the average. I mean, they were just booming like that. So
he got years and years of experience NFL level and at
from elite. The 80s, from the late 80s, man.
Come on, man.
No, Steele's a great eye. I don't – listen. If anybody's listening to this and you start getting trolled or whatever, just keep it pimping, man. Like, they want to do that. All they going to tell you is he's old and he ain't coach last year. All right, cool, bro. Stay tuned. That's all. I like the Steele hire. I think Steele hire is a great hire.
Like I said, I don't need him to be here 4 or 5 years. I need him to get the defense back right and make that side more attractive, man.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So,
again, a great hire all in all. I think that I think we got better all around on defense just by adding Kevin Steele. So, Drew had to get out of here. So we don't have the Drew League stuff today, but we're going to end with a little culture corner talk. Today we're going to talk briefly about the best hood movie of all time, man.
Oh man. Whoa.
This is a good question.
Mainstream hood or just hood, period.
Whatever you determine, man.
Man, me being from Miami, man, you know I gotta throw top shotters in there.
Shotters. on the low. It is.
Man, I gotta throw top shotters in there, man. Shotters was the funny thing is, man, the way they did the movie. And a lot of people out of town didn't know, like, that really was going on in Miami. Like, niggas was, you know, Miami was always the city where it was, they were slanging dope and niggas was robbing.
Still going on in some parts.
You know, that's always, but,
yeah,
you know, like, that was our name, you know what I'm saying? When JT Money came out with his name, it was Jack and Tourist for all their money. People didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
When they did that movie, I was like, damn, boy, they really represented. That they top size was it, man.
Shotters is dope, man. I ain't going to hold you.
Man, I'm going to put my top three out there real quick. So,
oh, you got three? All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm 31, all right? So I might never be able to go like
that. Damn on you, but go ahead.
I got my top three. I got to put Paid in Full on there for me.
Paid in Full, come
but
on.
Listen, paid in Full, that's a, with me, I got to put Paid in Full just because based off a true story.
Yeah, you know, but it was fabricated a whole lot.
Any movie is low key. I mean, Shotters ain't, but I mean, what movie ain't fabricated in some ways? You know what I'm saying? But
That's true.
I'm going to put, put Paid in Full. I said I'm 31 now. I got to put Paid in Full up there for me.
Before you finish, the only reason why I say that is because of the stories that came out after the movie was put out.
No, I know, bro. I know all about the whole the Rico, all that. Like, I know, I understand that. fabricated movie. But the real point of the movie, you know what I'm saying? That's what really happened. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna put Pay in Full up there. Another one of my favorites, Blue Hill Avenue. Okay. I always love Blue Hill Avenue. And the third one, Menace to Society, man. What are we talking about? Menace to Society, man.
That's a good one.
That's my top three. My top three could change depending on, you know what I'm saying? But that's my top three. Pay in Full, Blue Hill Avenue, and Menace to Society, man. Okay.
So that's your top three. So are we doing top threes or top
three? Yeah, top three. Might as well the top three.
Yeah, three. Okay. Fuck it. Let's do three.
You finna go, Larion?
I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, so my top. No. I was saying Shadows because, you know, a lot of people don't give that movie credit.
No, Shadows is dope. All right, but go ahead. Give your top three.
My top three, man. I'm going to go with. I'm definitely going with Boys in the Hood because. Even though it's not a true story, it's been true events like that, just like that happened, that I know personally myself.
Real good message in that movie, too, by the way.
Got to go with Boys in the Hood. New Jack City, another situation where I done seen, you know what I'm saying, personally. The third one, let me see.
Ooh. Don't say Shotters neither.
Nah, I ain't gonna throw Shadows in there. Oh man. Hood movies.
Man, we talking hood movies, man. Come on, X.
Hold on. I'm feeling okay. Shit. Above the Rim.
No, respect.
Above the Rim, above man. Listen, the reason why
we can get more shicey than Above the Rim.
The three movies, no, but listen, the reason why I picked them three movies is because them movies, I seen some truthful stuff in the streets for real about the movies, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, they put these movies out and I really seen these things happen. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
My three pick, man.
My three, man. I'm gonna go number three, New Jack City.
New Jack
is like you said, man. Like it was a parable, and a lot of that was based on, you know, true life events.
Yeah, true life event out of Oakland.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna go New Jack.
That's your first one. I had that off real quick.
That's number three. Number
three. Oh damn! Go New one. Jack. Okay.
Number two, I will go Pay in Full.
Okay, respect. Because
again, based on some true events, they definitely exaggerated or twisted some stories there, but there was a lot of truth there as well. That they adapted. And number one, man, is Friday. Number one hood movie of all time. Friday.
Yeah, I was thinking we was talking about like shiesty, like hood. Friday's a comedy.
Kill a nigga for $200.
Yeah, respect.
They were trying to kill a nigga for $200.
It's right, exactly. But it's very hood because if you grew. Because that's the thing, you know, and that's what Q said he was trying to get through in that movie is the hood is definitely a dangerous spot, but a lot of days is just like funny, normal, regular shit.
Yeah.
And so that's what, like,
then it turns.
If a person wanted to see what the hood was like, it's Friday. Most days, it ain't really about too much, and, you know, just cooling, kicking the bobo, fucking around with your homie, you know, you got your best friend, and y'all be on some bullshit, fucking off, and, you know, maybe again some bullshit, and you gotta ride with them. That is Friday to me is the ultimate hood movie because it just shows Tuesday in the hood, even though it's Friday. It's just nothing crazy is going on per se, but we got some wild shit going on. Yeah. So.
And then it's very relatable. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know,
relatable.
We all know a nigga in the hood who all he do is smoke.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We know a nigga who got a job.
And smoke, right, and smoke the pack up.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we all know a homeboy who dead is like mean as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We know Craig.
Yeah, you know a Big Word, Craig.
We know
smoke.
All. We know
Debo. You got to. You always got Debo. You know what I'm saying?
Think about it. Debo became an adjective almost, right?
Yeah, we still using that to today.
Debo'd. It became a verb. It became a word.
Yeah.
Respect.
You got the Debo. Then you got the you got knocked the fuck out.
Right.
You had the by Felicia who. Incidentally, her son came to play at UM.
Came to man at UM. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's yeah, man. Friday is definitely
Friday is on the top. Ultimate hood movie.
All right, so Juice ain't in nobody's top three.
Love Juice, but
Belly ain't in nobody's top three.
I love Juice. I love Belly, but I just feel like
Belly was commercial. Belly got real commercial.
Yeah, and at the end of Belly, they got away from what it was at the beginning.
Yeah,
and honestly, I love Belly, but it's bad writing. I love it; it's entertaining, but it's bad writing.
Yeah, that was low key BET hood movie type thing.
Yeah,
and y'all consider Dead Presidents a hood movie?
Yeah, it's a hood movie. What you mean?
It'll qualify.
they was in the hood. They weren't in no suburb. They was in the hood.
Yeah,
that was back in the '70s. You know what I'm saying? Seventies.
Yeah,
they were, man. Man, it's a
Dead
lot
Prez
of
is probably their Prez is probably a little more of an artistic look of the struggle.
Put the how the military got involved with the brothers coming back. Yeah, respect.
Yeah, PTSD.
I mean, they came and basically showed the truthfulness of America.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
got out the army, came back home, and they ain't care two shits about it.
And that's why I didn't join, because my uncles basically gave me that game of, you know, we did that, man. Your grandfather did that, and America's still shitting on us. It didn't matter. I could come in with my greens on, stars and bars, but because I was black, I wasn't shit.
Yeah.
But
not talked about enough at all.
Dead Prez is a great movie.
Yeah, I feel like that ain't talked about enough.
It's like I said, it's the best artistic view of it's almost like a total 360 of a the black experience, or where the black experience can be in America. So,
and I like that president too, because old boy played that role and he switched it up and played Menace to Society at the same time. So,
actor.
I'm gonna tell you another movie that was real truthful in the black culture. I don't think it gets the credit enough because maybe all the girl, because all girls played in it, Set It Off.
Oh, man. I love Set It Off.
Set It Off, though.
You know, the fact that you had four homegirls, they was real good friends. And each one went through certain situations in their life that turned them to become what they had to do.
And that's real life, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real life. And you got one who got problems with the kid. You know what I'm saying? You got the other girl who brother gets killed by the police. That right there is a track. You know,
who met a man who wasn't like that and wanted to be with him, but she was just too tied up in the streets.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Three, you got the worker who gets fired because she's black and she knows the black dude who robbed the bank.
Yep.
Then you got the gangster in the streets.
That queen,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of these black hood movies were real reality things that happen for real, like on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's a reflection. It's a mirror. It's a mirror of the hood. Yeah. So to see all of those movies, never, like, you know, it ain't really no wrong answer per se. If it, hell, even How to Be a Player, bro. Like How to Be a Player.
Yeah.
We all know that dude that was like the one that had all the chicks, and he's showing you, bro, it's some wild shit come with this, man. Like,
and shout out to the chicks too, because you got me thinking now, X, Players Club. Oh yeah. Shout out to Players Club. Shout out to the chicks who listening, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Players Club. Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
Hey, I remember, you know, I used to have a shop inside of you, 183rd Flea Market, man. And Lisa Ray used to come in there, man, and everybody used to stop what they was doing to look at Lisa Ray.
Man, Lisa Ray still like that.
Hey, she's sisters with the Brat, right?
Yeah, they supposed to be like half. I mean, I'm not. I won't say half sisters. They real sisters.
Yeah.
Maybe different mamas, I think, or something like that. Or I don't.
Maybe something. I ain't sure it's different, but both of them fine as hell.
And you know, another. I don't know if y'all gonna consider this hood, but it kind of happened to me. He got game. You know what I'm saying? When I was that.
Oh yeah, he got game. I don't know if it's good, but
hey, it's not good. It's a
black experience.
Yeah, some black experience. Because once I started going on visits to schools, I was like, oh, boy, they got hoes everywhere. Hold on.
He Got Game was the suburb hood movie.
And they finna pay what? Boy, uh-oh. This is live, man. Yeah, but so it's not hood.
Yeah.
But it's reality.
It gave reality of a black athlete, especially like you said, you lived it. And so you can definitely attest to what was going on and the experiences you went through when these schools were trying to get your signature at the end of the day.
Yeah, they gonna do whatever they can do. Man, they gonna do whatever they can do, man.
And definitely throwing a couple of snow bunnies at you is for a lot of people. Right.
When you been around a bunch of black people all your life, and you go here and you got some white people saying we love you, you like how y'all love me? I don't even know me. No, we love you. We love you.
Throw a couple of bunnies in the room, butt naked. Yeah. You're like, oh man.
Oh man, this is going crazy.
This is a great school.
Hey, what about? It's one more I wanted to say. What's the what it is?
Who was in it?
What's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer? Not Pfeiffer. That's her name. The one when she was a school teacher.
Oh yeah. Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. Yeah. That's a good one.
Man, you had Dangerous Minds. Gangsta
Paradise.
Yeah. With Gangsta Paradise, you had Dangerous Minds, and then you had the one where Ice Cube had the fro. He played in that when they went to college.
So, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had Michael Rappaport, Rhymes,
Omar Epps.
Higher Learning.
Now
that was a great movie too.
That was a great movie. Yeah, it when I watched that made me not want to go to certain colleges. I was like, boy, I can't be around that now. He cracked, you know, the white people shooting and they got rifles and, you know, like, oh, nah, I'm straight.
Yeah, they had, you know, that their experiences were different, man. Hey, that was a dope culture corner, man. We're going to keep giving y'all
respect,
that.
Respect.
Yo, thank you for pulling up to the shop with us this evening or this morning, whenever you listening to it, this afternoon while you eating lunch. This is 26 Degrees. We definitely appreciate y'all checking in with us, man.
Yes, sir, man. Hey. If next week, man, I'm gonna probably start back doing the Twitter space, man. You know, I don't even know what to call it. I change the name all the time, so
you know, just look out for it. Yeah.
Yeah, just look out for it. It's on my personal space. It'll be on my personal page, Monster X.
So follow that.
Yeah. Hey, all right now.
No, I got real last week, y'all boys. They got real last week.
Hey man, it got so real. That boy Meezy was in that.
Hey,
Larry, Meezy was in that. Ask a personal question to the chick. No. She was like, "Hey, hold on.
No,
you do this and you do that and."
They was answering though.
They were answering. They were like, man, they were giving it off the top.
Some was sounding like they couldn't wait for somebody to ask. I'm gonna ask.
Yeah, nah. Like,
no doubt.
I think me and you was in there. Like, we were probably the only two in there that was really just acting like, look.
Yeah, I was in there talking.
I was trying to cut dudes off. Like, hey, man, you talking about it? You ain't talking about nothing, man. We trying to get to see who tried to play some ball. Yeah,
somebody was in there talking crazy, too, talking about some. I know when It was some weird dude.
Oh, you talking about he was talking about
choking girls, talking about he knowing to let go. Went, you remember that? I was like, man, this man sound like
man, I choked the girl and she almost passed out. I was like, damn.
Hey man, hey. Shout out to him, but I thought I was Kellen Winslow on that junk talking, man. Kellen Winslow Jr. He was talking crazy.
Then you had old boy in there talking about the swingers clubs. I was like, yeah.
There were some boys in there blocking too, man. That junk was crazy. Yeah, man. I was a little parlay though to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, check our spaces, man. Whatever's going on, any of us in those spaces is up. We just be kicking it, you know, unfiltered, uncut. Y'all, you know, you're gonna have to probably record if you want to catch some good. But yeah, man, hey, thank y'all for kicking it with us. We back every single week. We'll be back.
We ain't missed a week since August, matter of fact, last year when we started.
Nah, not since we kicked off, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's the intention, not to miss it. And if we have
to, it's only gonna get better from here on out, man. It's only getting better from here on out.
Know that. Keep telling your people, man. Everything we're able to accomplish is because of your participation. And if you want to see us get better, continue to tell your people. It's going to give us the opportunity to up our game, man. That's real.
Spread the word, man. And anybody out there, man, y'all looking to sponsor the show, advertise, man, get at us. We know we here.
And if y'all know somebody who needs to sponsor something, man, holler at us, man.
Yeah, hit us at 26 Degrees Pod. You can hit me at Larian. Meezy is at Turnpike Meezy. And X is at Monster X, MONSTAX, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I got y'all. So thank y'all again for tuning in. We're going to be back next week. Check us out. Love is love. Peace.
Peace.
Next time, y'all.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.